The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
The cold hard truth about the Olympic journey is not really been financially incentivized in the same way that many other professional sports are.
The business of basketball involves EBA, Global, our licensing arm, Think 450. All of those things will make up what that looks like.
Money in sports is one of the reasons why I enjoy being on Monday Night Countdown. We'll talk about some of the more interesting aspects of business of sports.
When you're talking sports, discipline is the bridge from being good to ultimately being great at whatever it is that you're trying to be or accomplish as your profession.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big old money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. Oh, and we have a special guest. You know, like you see on the TV shows, you see that the graphic special guest. Vanessa Perdomo, thank you so much for joining the Bloomberg Business of Sports. We're so happy to have you here.
So happy to be here. Thanks, Michael.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about. And
sure do.
First, let's give a big shout out to the Colorado Avalanche. They have won the Stanley Cup. This is the final call, according to KKSE.
4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. It's over! They did it! They did it! The job is done! The Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions!
The call with Connor McGahey and Vanessa. If he has any voice left, he's going to have to take some cough syrup to take care of that.
Talk about a enthusiastic call. Even the voice crack there. It's amazing.
Yeah, I heard that. It was like, oh, okay. That's pretty good. One thing, when any city wins the Stanley Cup, for that matter, and I'm saying it because I'm a native Detroiter. I remember when the Red Wings won the Stanley Cup. The spike that that gives the city itself in terms of money, because people now are going to go downtown, they're celebrating, and they're just, restaurants are packed, and I'm sure it's the same way when the Avalanche won.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be, you know, and you know, it's their first one since 2001, and also they're, you know, decrowning, you know, Tampa Bay winning back-to-back. So that even that, you know, when you can stop someone from doing a three-peat, you know, they're definitely pumped there. There's no doubt. It's packed downtown, and you know, people are going to be celebrating for all summer, I'm sure.
Oh, and give it up for the Lightning, like you said. I mean, it's, you know, when you go there for the third time in a row, obviously people are also in the Tampa Bay area are like packing the restaurants as well. Sports itself doesn't make a difference whether it's the NHL, baseball, football. It you pack in the restaurants there, it means so much to the bars in the area because a lot of people come and visit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Tampa actually, you know, I feel like they're taking over as this sort of city powerhouse, you know, when it comes to sports, you know, the Bucks and the Lightning winning and, you know, even the Rays, you know, getting really great in the last few years. So I think that the sports in Tampa right now have a huge, huge impact on the rebuild that's going on in the downtown of Tampa. And it's you can see it, you know, the amount of people who are moving down there and all of the infrastructure that's being built down in Tampa. I think it definitely has something to do with how successful their teams are right now.
Oh, yeah. Next story, very serious, obviously. Brittany Griner, WNBA star, appeared in court, and we've learned now that her date for the criminal trial is July 1st. Now, she's been there for more than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession. Hopefully, maybe there could be some trade to where Brittany Griner can come back to the U.S. 40 U.S. agencies have said this is wrong.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and she's now, you know, as the U.S. government says, wrongfully detained, but that wasn't going to really change anything until she's basically convicted in the Russian court system, because then, you know, they'll have more of a leverage to say what she will be, you know, swapped for in their eyes, what could possibly be equal, or, you know, because she's such a big star. And it's concerning, you know, because she is facing up to 10 years in prison, as they said, and now being held until the end of the trial. And it was extended now for another 6 months, her detention at least. So it's really, you know, upsetting, but at least that there's a trial date so we can see some movement there. And I guess at least they'll be able to put a plan in place once that the trial is over.
And also what's upsetting is, and I didn't realize this percentage rate, fewer than 1% of defendants in Russian criminal cases are acquitted, Vanessa.
Right. And so that basically just tells you at the end of this trial, she'll probably be facing the 10 years in prison. And, you know, that's something that I can't even fathom for her wife, for her family, to try and face that and try and get it sorted out for the U.S. government to bring her back home so she doesn't have to face those 10 years in prison.
Well, you can say prayers for her. And hopefully, because we've had one Russian prisoner swap, so maybe we can have another one, and hopefully that will take place.
Right, her and another former Marine still in custody. So hopefully, once this is settled, they can both try and get a swap.
Speaking of basketball, NBA TV partners this season booked at $1.3 billion in ad revenue, Vanessa, according to Sportico.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to see the amount of growth in the ad revenue, considering the ratings, you know, aren't fully there. They're not pre-pandemic levels, but the revenue for ads is farther than, you know, pre-pandemic levels, which says a lot. I think it says a lot about, you know, just how much people are willing to pay for sports right now and the ads there, even though the ratings haven't necessarily returned.
Now, according to Sportico, during the 2-month playoff stretch, the NBA raked in $842.4 million in sales revenue. The official NBA sponsors, including AT&T Wireless, State Farm, Google, those, of course, Taco Bell, which I love, those are pretty good. So they're making money. And, you know, we've always said that the NFL is king, but I'm starting to wonder now, when it comes to money, if the NBA, because I've always said this, they have the perfect product out of the four food groups. You got about a 2.5-hour game, and it's perfect for the entire family to watch.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a good point. You know, it's definitely a more digestible amount of time, like as compared to the MLB and the NFL. But I don't think anything is going to decrown the NFL. The NFL is absolutely king. I mean, the billions of dollars they bring in revenues is pretty outstanding.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Let's talk about Aaron Judge, that handsome young man.
That is my guy right there.
Oh, man. This guy. I couldn't even believe that there was a question if they wanted to pay this guy, you know, in the arbitration. at the time the Yankees offered 17, I think he wanted 21 million. So I guess they split the difference and they said, okay, we're going to give you $19 million for your salary. And what does he do? Well, let's just listen to the judge doing his thing.
And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That goes high. It is far. It is gone. It's a walk-off three-run home run. It's a Judgian blast to deep left center into the bullpen. And the Yankees win the ballgame by the score of 6-3. All right, all rise. Here comes the judge.
John Sterling.
Man, that's just music to my ears right there, right?
I love John Sterling. He's been doing that for years.
I mean, they definitely did rise in the stadium. That is for sure. And, you know, it was his second walk-off of the series, which is amazing. And it's pretty crazy when you think of how at odds him and the Yankees are on his deal. You know, glad they were able to get to the arbitration, the $19 million, but it's not setting the tone very well for him to become a free agent next year. And those talks don't look like they're going to be very fun for either side, but pretty crazy considering he's leading the major leagues right now in home runs. That was his 28th home run. He's leading by more than 5 or 6 home runs on pace for 60. I mean, I think the Yankees are going to have to shell out quite the bag, which we all know that they have. So,
well, see, and that's the thing, is that they've got the coin to do it. But someone definitely pointed this out, and I didn't realize it and didn't think about it until they said it. The one problem with Aaron Judge is that he has never played for an entire season where he was not hurt. And right. I didn't realize that, and it's like, oh, yeah, maybe that's the one sticking point. But then he does stuff like this, and like you said, he's leading the home run. Oh, my goodness. This man, and what I love about him is that he's very good PR for baseball. He'll talk to the kids. There was the time that, gave the kid the baseball and the kid is crying. I think it was the Toronto game, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Toronto Blue Jays game. Somebody gave – you know, the Toronto Blue Jay fan gave the kid Aaron Judge's home run ball and he was just crying so much. Aaron Judge invited him back for the next day so they can meet in person. He's just one of those guys. He is the face of baseball for a reason. And I think the Yankees really need to think about that. You know, everybody like loves Aaron Judge. They go to tons of away games and people, no matter where they are, people are wearing his jersey. And I think that that's something they really need to think about. And I think they know that. So I'm sure they'll be able to get a deal done. He wants more than $30 million a year. And they have the money to pay him that.
Yeah, I know. He's good PR. But what's not good PR is what happened in the Angels-Mariners game. I think Sunday. Oh, my goodness. Sunflower seeds got thrown on the field. Everything got thrown on the field on that
one. The whole case of sunflower seeds. Got to order a whole new stack for the dugout.
Finally, let's talk about the LIV golf tournament. And Matthew Wolf, he is the latest to depart the PGA Tour for the LIV Golf Series. Now, there's one that's coming up, and I think it starts Thursday, the LIV Golf Tournament, and is at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Course outside of Portland. But 11 mayors have signed a letter opposing the tournament. Hillsborough Mayor Steve Calloway.
The LIV Golf Tournament throws a black cloud over that red, white, and blue.
So that brings up the point. Anytime sports is supposed to help bring money. Right. And I'm not so sure, Vanessa, that this is going to be the case in this.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, it's an interesting thing that they're trying to oppose the tournament being there, considering, you know, usually cities are vying for any sort of tournament, any sort of big major event like that to be in their city. But I think, you know, the point is that the PGA is trying to make sure that these tournaments aren't really held within the U.S., considering all of, you know, a bunch of PGA tour golfers are now defecting to the LIV, and it's not a great look for the PGA, and they probably need to figure out that, and if they don't want to keep seeing these defections.
Vanessa Perdomo, you were so kind to join us. Thank you so much for helping us out on the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. Number one in my book. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, and you can catch our podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, where we talk about some of the biggest topics in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports. By the way, do you have a Twitter handle?
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at Vanessa Perdomo.
You got it. Thank you all again for listening to the podcast. By the way, you can download this podcast wherever you get them, because that's the way we roll.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.